Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you the real reason Vince McMahon is wrestling at Mania.
WWE creative just has nothing for Asuka.
Cody Rhodes' secret phone call to DDP about AEW has been revealed.
And could The Undertaker be the only Hall of Fame entrant this year? I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
Oh, it's good to be back together. It's been ages. And this is the news.
Let's kick things off by talking about Vince McMahon. Understandably, news that Vince McMahon is probably going to wrestle at WrestleMania dominated the news cycle all weekend.
Yeah.
Of course it did. It's insane. The man is 76 years old. He hasn't done any kind of match in 12 years. And the last time he wrestled was that Bret Hart mess.
Oh, God.
That we'd all rather forget about, of course. But yeah, that was everywhere over the weekend. And you might be sitting there at home thinking, why? Why is this crazy old guy coming out of retirement? Why is he going to be wrestling Pat McAfee, reportedly, at WrestleMania? Pat McAfee's fun, but he's not
great.
Exactly the most tenured wrestler of all time, is he? He's,
you know, seasoned pro,
yeah,
Pat McAfee.
Yeah, exactly. Veteran of the game, Pat McAfee. Ticket sales, that's why.
Money and ticket sales.
Yeah, money and ticket sales. This comes from the Wrestling Observer / Figure 4 Online Daily Update, the latest one. It notes that WWE still have around 20,000 tickets to sell, so that's for both nights. So 20 on Saturday and 20 on Sunday, they still have those to shift. The idea seemingly is that they're going to go heavy on promoting star attractions like Vince in a match and like Steve Austin in a match in order to try and shift them. So for me, I think that means we're probably going to get announcements of those matches sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Because once you've announced them, you can market them. You can go, hey, this is on the card. Hello, person who hasn't watched wrestling in 20 years. Remember those old dudes? They're back and they're older than ever. But yeah, that's where we're at with it. Vince, I believe, is on Pat McAfee's show on Thursday, so maybe it'll kick off.
Genuinely, you know, I have to do the gimmick of, one of the best podcasts out there isn't ours. One of the best podcasts there is. Already. I'm not going to be able to understand what Vince wants, but I'm so excited. And the fact that they may have to do it in gimmick to set up a match. We should live stream it, honestly. My reactions to it or something. I can't wait. I'm not surprised by this, like you say. They've got need to sell more tickets. They aren't going to do it saying, oh, the tag titles will be on the line at WrestleMania. I'm a complete hypocrite because I'll sit here and say that they should promote their own stars and build them up over the year, and I completely think that that should be the case. And you have long-term storylines that peak at WrestleMania, some of which you do already have, to be fair. You know, Lesnar and Reigns has gone a bit all over the place, but it's hit the peak at the right time,
good
in my opinion.
On SmackDown.
Potentially the split of RK-Bro, that's a really nice long-term
storyline.
But then also just randomly going, Stone Cold is going to wrestle and Vince is going to be there. I'm like, yeah, shut up and take my money. So
yeah, it's part of the appeal of Mania, isn't it? You're going to get some really stupid bollocks to go with whatever else you want. And from like a pure wrestling perspective, obviously, you'd sit and go, but it's not really what Mania is. It's a carnival. It's a circus. And this fits the bill as a complete circus act. So there we are.
I'm so excited for this Thursday podcast.
I can't wait for Vince to do a Canadian Destroyer.
Well, yeah, what was he showing Gronk, that bump
that's
a couple of years ago?
That would be his last proper physical spot. That and the Kevin Owens headbutt, wouldn't it?
Oh, my days. Right, let's talk a little bit about Asuka. We've reported on her injury. She appears, I'm not sure we've got an official confirmation, but she appears to be ready to return to the wrestling ring. Unfortunately, WWE Creative apparently has nothing for her. This according to PW Insider's Mike Johnson on Sunday. He was doing a Q&A and said there has been nothing for Asuka creatively, which is why she hasn't re-emerged this month. Apparently, the reports initially were that they were hoping to do something with her this month, which means they've got tonight's Monday Night Raw to do it. Although, the alternative, of course, is they are saying, oh, we haven't got anything for creative leave, but they probably will have something in and around WrestleMania, or at least the aftermath of WrestleMania 38, a bit like with Bayley.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. She's been out for ages. Asuka and Bayley were both injured in the same month, weren't they? It was last July.
Sucked.
Asuka with the shoulder problem and some dental work as well, and Bayley with the ACL. Or awful, terrible stuff. Yeah, I think it's probably better to hold off rather than to just throw someone on TV if you've got no plans for them, right? And have them drifting around and not really doing anything. Looking forward to having Asuka back. Hope they do come up with something good for her return, because she's very good.
Yes, her and Bayley are going to be a real shot in the arm for that women's division when they return. So can't wait for that. And yeah, work on something in the meantime, creative. Like, I don't need to see Asuka between now and WrestleMania, or Bayley, if I'm perfectly honest. It'd be great.
Yeah.
But effectively, you've got your two big women's matches, and you've got this weird new tag team that formed with Sasha and Naomi going for the tag titles. That's it for me. Yeah. Like, I don't really need Asuka and Bayley to come back to fight over the chocolate trophy that they've got for the Women's Battle Royal.
If there's a prospect of doing something fun with, like, Alita or Trish or whoever, cool, let's go for it. But, you know, we don't need some filler rubbish.
No. We don't need Bayley getting chucked down the ramp by the Bella Twins, for example.
Yeah, let's not do that again. Cody Rhodes. Stuff on him. If you're sick of hearing about Cody Rhodes over the past couple of weeks, boy, I've got some bad news for you.
Enjoy the next 6 months.
Yeah. So we got a reporter here from Fightful Select who spoke to Diamond Dallas Page about the matter. DDP is, of course, a close associate of Cody and the Rhodes family, has been for a long, long time. DDP has revealed the contents of a phone call that Cody made to him, revealing he was leaving AEW but couldn't really say what he was doing next. I'm just going to read the transcript. It'll take a while. Bear with me. Here's what DDP told Fightful. Cody called me 2 days before. 2 days before all of this stuff happened. He said, listen, I'm going to tell you something, but I can only tell you so much. But I know if I don't call you and tell you, you're gonna want to kill me. You'll be pissed off, so I have to call you and tell you that I love Tony Khan. He's a great guy, he loves me, but we're gonna split up and I want to go off and do something else. I can't tell you what it is right now, but I promise at some point I will. So BDP went on, said he didn't necessarily want to know, he wants to be surprised by everything, but he gave Cody his viewpoints on all of this, and he continued a little bit talking about Cody's success and etc, etc. So yeah, interesting stuff. The breadcrumb trail continues. It ends with Cody going to WWE, of course, because there's nowhere else for him to go. But yeah, he's going to get paid a massive bag of money, and he's going to be very successful if they don't make him Stardust in a month.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense that, you know, Cody would lean on someone like DDP, like that vast knowledge that he's got and experience of jumping between companies. Well, not really jumping between them, jumping to one of them and then going, do you want to stalk the Undertaker's missus?
Yeah. Do you want to be a criminal?
But apparently, I've got an actual further exclusive on top of that. There was another phone call that only I was really privy to, Andy, where Cody said, look, DDP, I'm leaving AEW and I'm going to WWE. And DDP said, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Oh, wow. Bang. So,
thanks to my sources for that one.
Yeah, good.
Ketchup and mayo.
Hurry up.
We're back. right, let's talk about The Undertaker. He's going into the Hall of Fame and he's probably not going to be the only name going in, although according to WrestleVotes, it was considered that he could just be the sole entrant into the 2022 Hall of Fame class. WrestleVotes report on Sunday, although the idea was in fact considered, I'm told The Undertaker will not be a solo inductee at this year's Hall of Fame. Source expects additional names will be announced soon, potentially starting tomorrow. I wouldn't have been totally against this, you know, Andy. I think they're running out of bloody names is one reason, but also you don't really need anyone else other than Taker when he's going in, especially in Texas.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? with the nature of the broadcast, it starts at 10 p.m. after SmackDown. So it's like, are you really going to have a 3-hour Hall of Fame show that goes to 1 in the morning? I don't know, man. I don't know.
I've never watched one.
Yeah, you're for the best, because I watched one last year to review it, and it was not a fun experience.
I've seen bits, but I don't need to sit there and watch, no offence, Hillbilly Jill talk. Jill? Who's that?
Hillbilly
Jill, that's his missus. She also went in.
Yeah, these things are just too long. They're a little bit... They're drawn out, and you're right. They're running out of people to put in. It's going to get to the point where we're going to be like, hey, person who's in the company for 6 months, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Pat McAfee, remember that moonsault?
Pat. Yeah, it's going to be like guys who've had like 2 matches on SmackDown and got top dollar. He'll be going in before long at this rate. There we go. Just Stein your brothers, put them in.
Put Victoria in the Hall of Fame. I don't know how many times I've got to say this.
She's
right there. Come on.
Come on, WWE.
It's so stunning she's not in the Hall of Fame. Every time I say on the news, put her in the Hall of Fame, I leave, panic, and Google that she's not already in the Hall of Fame, because I was like, she must be.
She's got to be on their list.
Put her in the Hall of Fame this year. Come on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
All right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. Mikkel Dennison starts us off. Mikkel says, is it me, or is Wardlow's Powerbomb Symphony picking up momentum in the exact same way Brock Lesnar's Suplex City did? Next big thing? Not for me. Sean Spears told me it's not over.
That stuff's great, isn't it?
Yeah, fantastic.
So I think Suplex City was a little more immediate. Like, as soon as Brock did that and said Suplex City, bitch, it was over immediately. I think the Wardlow thing has taken a while to get the kind of reactions they were looking for, but it's definitely there now. It's peaking. The past couple of times they've done it, the whole arena's been into it. I'm in love with what they're doing with this stuff. I think it's really getting over. Wardlow has really grown into his role as a TV performer, not just a wrestler, as a TV guy doing the faces and like Gert going, oh, come on, Sean, you dope. Like all of that little subtle stuff.
He broke his hand with that chair.
He did, man.
Put him up for a powerbomb, you dangerous
Come
bastard.
On, Sean, get it together, son.
Oh, I did like his little shuffle out of the way when Aaron Solo, I think it was coming off the top.
Yeah, that was good stuff. It's just like, it's really good TV fodder, and it's getting over, and I think the face turn is going to come off really well.
Exactly. Although, who's he going to turn face on? Because MJF's the biggest babyface in AEW as of last week for me.
We'll see what happens this week.
I'm so excited.
Twist the knife.
It's a Revolution Go Home week, isn't it? We're doing a live stream for it. Do join us on Sunday.
Pay per view this week. What's going on?
Crazy. Not even a premium live event.
No.
Jacob Eskins is our second question of the day. Jude's a bit tired, the dog. First of all, good dog. Good boy, Jude. But Jude wants to know, do you think Brock and Roman will schlep around the two WWE main titles, or will they have a new belt to signify the unification after WrestleMania?
Yeah, this is interesting. Mm. An interesting facet of this story is, are they going to go full on unification, or are they just going to use that word and not really stick to it? Because that would be very them, wouldn't it? WWE, I get the feeling that maybe... Maybe they feel like the time has come to just have one world champion. That has its positives, that has its negatives. I think most would argue that the positives outweigh the negatives. I feel like... I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe we're going to get like the intergalactic world metaverse Cody championship or something. I don't know.
I'd rather have either of the two belts they've got now than roll the dice with them designing a new title.
Another, what colour?
Some of them are beautiful. The United Kingdom Championship, gorgeous.
Yeah.
But then there's the 24/7 championships. I don't know, it's not going to be the same level, but it is a very risky move to just let them.
I'm not into the modern belt design. I think it looks like it's just too simple. Like, I like the elaborate classic designs with loads of details and stuff, not just a logo red, because it's red.
Yeah, I just have the WWE Championship. Yeah. And if you want to call it the WWE World Universal, I don't know.
Beastie Boys.
Just a big title. Yeah. The big boy.
The big beast. Big bloody belt.
Wow, Hunter gives us our final question of the day. It's a would you rather this, Andy?
Okay.
Would you rather tag with Hornswoggle against Tugboat and Yokozuna?
Oh, wow.
I assume in their prime. Face Nick Gage in a death match.
Okay.
Or be in an Elimination Chamber match against Taker, Brock, Roman, Fiend, and Bobby Lashley.
Well, I would never fight Tugboat. I just couldn't bring myself to do that. That is inconceivable. Would you fight your own family?
Yeah.
Would not. So that's out the window. I'm obviously not facing Nick Gage in a death match.
Nope.
Because he would cut me to pieces.
I saw what he did to David Arquette.
Yes, exactly.
I'm good.
And Chris Jericho with a pizza cutter. So you know what? I'm taking the elimination.
We're going to have some Papa John's right
there. There you go.
We're back. Sorry, Nicholas.
Hey, sorry, Nicholas. So that, I guess that means I'm in the elimination chamber with the scariest men in WWE.
Yeah, just hide in the pod.
I'll hide in the pod and then I'll tap out as soon as I enter.
Yeah.
I'll just go, oh, that's me. And then I'm safe. I'm good.
I'll just hold the plexiglass shut because nothing's going to get through there. I'll tag with Dylan, my good friend Dylan.
Who's Dylan?
Hornswoggle.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
We met him over Double or Nothing. Indeed. I don't know who's getting the hot tag against Tugboat and Yokozuna.
Oh, God.
Let's move on to today's and finally. And I just want to say congratulations to Ivy Nile of NXT Duper O and the Diamond Mine. She got engaged over the weekend. Although I didn't notice it because of that. I noticed it once again because Malcolm Bivens is the best on Twitter. He quote tweeted this, the lovely photo of Ivy and her husband-to-be with, let me handle the catering for the wedding because if I have to eat grilled chicken breasts smothered in mussel milk, I'm flipping over tables. If you're not following Malcolm Bivens on Twitter and you're a wrestling fan, I don't know what you're doing with your life.
Get a life would be my advice.
I just love him.
He's good, isn't he?
Honestly, I want to be friends with him, although I know he just roasts us on the daily.
Constantly. Yeah. We should hire him or something.
Yeah.
Hey, man, do you want
a job?
Do you want to leave WWE?
To be fair, if Gunther comes after him one more time, he probably will come and work over here.
Yeah, for the lesser version. The less intimidating version.
Indeed. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts we're reviewing. SmackDown, Rampage, we're looking ahead to Mananarau a little bit later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
You follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hedge funds, which is, of course, the act of buying a tree.
You follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. And from Andy and myself, just want to say a massive thank you for everyone's lovely messages whilst we both were off with the Rona over the last few weeks. But we're back now, so thank you to everyone. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
NF trees.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.